There were times, of course, when the heavyweight champion was trumped by presidents, kings, and field marshals, specifically when the world was at war. But most of the time, the champ was king. Someone, though, was needed to blow the champion's horn. In his later years, Dempsey, who was champion from 1919 to 1926, said, "I was a pretty good fighter, but it was the writers who made me great." Dempsey knew that the golden age of sport was an invention of the golden age of sports writing. In the 1920s and 1930s, radio was in its infancy and television was a rumor. The vast majority of Americans got their information about politics, sports, and entertainment from newspapers. In New York City alone, there were nearly 24 thriving dailies. The Times, the Herald Tribune, the Post, the News, the Sun, the American, the Journal, the World Telegram, the Wall Street Journal, the Daily Worker, the Mirror, the Staten Island Advance, the Brooklyn Eagle, the Star Journal, the Bronx Home News, the Long Island Press, and the Forward, among others. In 1927, no one outside Soldier Field saw Gene Tunney as he rose from the canvas after the long count to defeat Dempsey. In 1932, no one outside Wrigley Field saw Babe Ruth call his shot against Charlie Root in the World Series. The pictures were painted by sports writers, giants such as Grantland Rice, W. O. McGeehan, Damon Runyon, Paul Gallico, Westbrook Pegler, and Frank Graham. Their syndicated columns were avidly read in the far reaches of the 48 states, and they used their talents to create legends. Rice, for example, was perhaps only slightly less instrumental than Newt Rockne in fashioning the mythology of Notre Dame football. The first few sentences of his account of the Army-Notre Dame game played at the Polo Grounds on October 18, 1924, remain the most famous and quoted lead in newspaper history. "Outlined against a blue-gray October sky, the four horsemen rode again. In dramatic lore, they are known as famine, pestilence, destruction, and death. These are only aliases. Their real names are Stuhldreher, Miller, Crowley, and Layden." Many years later, Jim Crowley, Destruction himself, stated the obvious when he said, "It was Granny who made us famous." By the 1930s, Rice was making more money, about $250,000 a year, than any of the...